A controversy has erupted in Anchorage with accusations about fake news, liberal media bias, and a militant Islamic training camp in Wasilla that does not exist. As Alaska Public Media's Zechariah Hughes reports, the issue started online, but within days has spread into city government.
The Anchorage Assembly's Tuesday night meeting was unusually dramatic, as Big Lake residents Greg and Malaika Jones testified.
We're here. In response to the negative propaganda that Amy Dombrowski has been spewing on her radio show and Facebook.
Jones says that last Friday, when Dombrowski posted an article on Facebook about Islamic compounds across the U.S. stockpiling weapons, including one in Alaska, it implicated him. Though the post never mentioned him by name, the materials offered enough clues to quickly figure out Jones was the one being referenced. His wife, Malaika Jones, says the post generated comments online that have made the family feel threatened.
And then they go on to say, is there a terrorist camp? Let's go find this terrorist camp. Let's go do away with it. Let's go for a ride. And now my children are nervous. And now my family is nervous. And now it's a possibility that I have to relocate. And that's not why I came to Alaska. And I need to know why this was done. And I need assurance that you all are going to help me stay safe in Anchorage, Alaska. Thank you.
The Joneses asked for an apology, which Dombrowski says she doesn't owe them because she was simply raising the question of whether a violent group might be present in Alaska.
And I want to say I appreciate your comments. And unfortunately, there are statements made that I called you a terrorist or said that you lived on a compound. I simply didn't happen.
The couple got a very different response from Assembly Chair L.V. Gray Jackson.
I'm not apologizing for Ms. Dombrowski because that's something that if she feels she needs to do, she needs to do it on her own. But I apologize as the chair of this assembly for your inconvenience and for the fear that you are now living in.
And thank you.
And it brings tears to my eyes. It really does.
Thank you.
I'm so sorry.
In the days leading up to this exchange, accusations have ricocheted around the small but energetic world of Anchorage politics and media. After the Friday Facebook post, the progressive website Alaska Commons posted a long article faulting Dombrowski for jeopardizing the Joneses with what it called fake news.
This is the Amy Dombrowski Show on the Talk of the Valley.
Dombrowski addressed the charges Monday on her talk show.
So my point was, this was a failure of the Alaska media. And the failure is, when we're getting national stories like this, we want you to either validate it or disprove it.
The national media attention that Dombrowski is referring to is a segment she saw on Fox Business. In it, Stuart Varney hosts a short segment on weapons stockpiling on Islamic compounds around the country.
Joining us now is the man who brought us the report. His name is Ryan Morrow, national security analyst with the Clarion Project.
The Clarion Project is a Washington, D.C.-based nonprofit that describes its mission as exposing the dangers of Islamic extremism. Watchdog groups have reported Clarion's board and major donors are made up of many far-right advocates who spread damaging misinformation about Islam. The Southern Poverty Law Center describes it as an anti-Muslim group. The Center for American Islamic Relations is more blunt, calling Clarion, quote, an anti-Muslim hate group. And it's Clarion's Ryan Morrow who connects a possible training camp in Alaska with a larger organization called Muslims of America, which some claim is loosely associated with a group called Jamaat al-Fukra.
So we've accumulated thousands and thousands of documents to help law enforcement with this. And just about an hour ago, we opened up a new website called FukraFiles.com, where people can learn more and look at our declassified documents about the group.
The problem is, when you look at the Fukra files for Alaska, evidence that there's a threat is, at best, unfounded, and at worst, reckless conspiracy theories and fear-mongering. Clarion's basis for its Alaska claims is that Gregory Jones and his wife moved here in 2009. The suggestion the Joneses might be terrorists is based on the couple's membership in the Muslims of America group, which Morrow says is preparing for violent confrontations across the country.
Everything is about Al-Qaeda and ISIS. It does not appear that in most cases the FBI is sharing information on the local level.
A spokesperson for the FBI says there is no evidence of anything like an Islamic compound or extremist cell in Alaska. As a religious group, Muslims of America is unconventional, and concerns have been raised in the past about anti-Semitic and homophobic views expressed by some members, including an overseas cleric. But there are no legal cases or national security investigations substantiating violent threats made by the group. When Dabowski interviewed Jones on her show during his candidacy this fall, a caller brought up Jones' history with Muslims of America, and Dabowski says what ensued was a polite discussion. In an interview earlier this week, she said her recent remarks have been blown out of proportion.
I think it's always important to source your materials, and that's exactly what I did, especially when Alaska media refuses to even pick up the topic and either help dispel it or help validate it.
But not everyone agrees with Dabowski's interpretation of her actions. Mike Walksmith was one of the last people to address her before the assembly meeting adjourned.
While you did not call Mr. Jones a terrorist, you provided the links for people to read that ultimately led to an article that associated Mr. Jones with a terrorist organization. Whether it was or not, there is no proof.
For his part, Greg Jones says he and his family hope to stay involved in the community, participating in interfaith dialogues and helping people learn more about Islam.
You know, we're going to keep moving forward. And I think that this sort of, it's worked out sort of like a blessing in disguise because of all the support that we got. So I'm happy about that.
In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.